Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Now, just before I start the show, I would like to give a big welcome to all of the listeners who have come from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. It's a brilliant community, and if you're a big fan of Orlando, then you need to join the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. There's lots of great offers, fantastic ways of getting your questions answered, whether you're in Orlando or whether you're thinking about going. Honestly, if you put a question up there, there's a very good chance you'll get a response very quickly, and it will be extremely helpful. They're a great bunch along at It's Orlando Time, so make sure that you join up and you can be part of that great community. Now let's get started with the show. Hello and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and enjoying the reasonable weather, and things are beginning to get back to normal as the lockdown starts to get lifted in different places. Perhaps we might start to see an opening to get back on holiday at some point to that sunshine state. Now, ever since all of this kind of craziness, and I thought, well, there wasn't much point in doing an Orlando holiday podcast, I've been inundated with people telling me about deals and offering advice and all sorts of things. So I thought, no, we're going to keep this going, and I'm sure there'll be lots of interesting topics that we can cover. And one of the main things that I've been getting from a few friends of mine who run different travel agents is the kind of offers that are available for 2021. So that's why I've named this week's podcast show 3 weeks in the Sun in 2021. How about that for a rhyme, eh? Well, it's an amazing deal. A couple of deals that I will go into in a minute or two. And then, of course, we will do our 14-day weather report. And then we'll be on to another edition. So I was told that this is for my eyes first, but now it is allowed to go out into the public. This is 21 nights, so that's 3 weeks, and it covers a whopping 13 theme parks, 7 nights on site in a Disney hotel, 14 nights on a Universal hotel, and this is based on 2 adults and 2 children. And you'll be flying from London Gatwick with British Airways on the 23rd of August 2021. Now, it's 7 nights at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort, and you get extra magic hours, including the quick service dining plan, 14 nights at Universal's Endless Summer Resort, which is the Dockside Inn and Suites, plus you get early admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. You get 4 times a 14-day Disney Ultimate tickets, including Memory Maker, which is worth $199, and access to FastPass Plus 60 days in advance, 4 times Universal 3-park Explorer tickets, so that gives you access to all 3 Universal parks, including access to Hogwarts Express, and 4 times Discovery Cove Ultimate Swim tickets. Swim with the dolphins on your day at Discovery Cove and get access to SeaWorld, Busch Gardens and Aquatica. Now, it's based on 2 adults, 2 children, and the total package price is £9,739. Or basically £2,434.75 per person. Now, I don't normally go to the parks as much. I tend to take a villa and just take my time and do a bit of self-catering. But that deal, I mean, it's got everything. And that's for 3 weeks. And that's also August, so it's at the time of the school holidays as well. For all you living in England, that's a pretty good time to go. Normally they ramp up the prices, but everything seems to be included in that, which is pretty good. So that is the offer number one for 3 weeks in the Sun in 2021. Getting used to that little rhyme. Now, the next one is based on a family of 8 adults. So it was 8 adults all going together, and it's 2 adults sharing. So in other words, they each get their own room and so on. So here we go. Again, 21 nights, so that's 3 weeks, 13 theme parks, 7 nights on-site Disney Hotel, 14 nights on-site Universal Hotel, and that's based on 2 adults sharing, flying from Edinburgh via London Gatwick with British Airways on the 24th of August 2021. So the first 7 nights are at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in a standard room. You get the extra magic hours, including quick service dining plan, 14 nights at Universal's Endless Summer Resort, Dockside Inn and Suites in a standard room with early admission to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. 2x14-day Disney Ultimate tickets, including Memory Maker, worth $199, and access to FastPass Plus, 60 days in advance. 2x Universal Theme Park Explorer tickets, access to all three Universal parks, including access to Hogwarts Express. 2x Discovery Cove Ultimate Swim tickets, swim with the dolphins on your day at Discovery Cove, and get access to SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, and Aquatica. So everyone gets all of these tickets, so based on two people sharing, but there's obviously eight adults in this package. Now the package price is £6,980 for each party of two, so just under £3,500 per person. And that's for a group of eight, so each pair with their own rooms, and the package price, if you put the whole thing together, is £27,920. But I suppose for a family of eight, and if they're all adults as well, that's pretty much everything covered. And that's a huge, huge deal. So that's 3 weeks. So not your average 2 weeks, but 3 weeks. And I think that would be a holiday that you would certainly never forget. Now, would you like to know where you can get it from? Okie dokie. Well, if you speak to Kath from Blixen Travel, and I'll put her details on the website. It was the Facebook page in the description when I do the podcast details underneath when you're listening to the podcast there. Phone Kath, there's a number there that I'll put on the details, which has the Facebook page. Ask her for the deals that you quoted for Hugh Hattrick, and she will know exactly the ones to give you for the 3 week packages that she's given me here. But what about that for 3 weeks in the sun in 2021? It would certainly be a holiday to remember. Now, it's the famous and infamous Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide weather report. That's right, for the next 2 weeks we'll let you know what the weather is going to be like. Now today it is 33 degrees. Now of course this is Monday the 4th of May when this goes out. You'll be getting it later this afternoon, with a high of 33 and a low of 19. Sunny and a gentle breeze. That's not too bad going, really. It's basically sunny all day, and the weather looks amazing actually for the next good few days, actually right up until Friday. It's 30 degrees, a low of 18 potentially. Saturday, there's a little bit of cloud, up to 30 degrees. Sunday, down to about 25 degrees. Cloud with sunny spells as well, but it's looking pretty good. And as we go into next week, you're looking at, let's see, Monday down to about 27 degrees, and then back up to about 29 degrees again on Tuesday the 12th. And pretty much right the way through, only the possibility of thunderstorms on Friday the 15th, but it's still going to be pretty hot at 29 degrees. With a possible low of 20. But really for the next couple of weeks, up until the weekend of the 15th, with this potential for thunderstorms over that weekend, it's looking pretty good and pretty warm. So if you do happen to be over in Orlando at this time, you'll be enjoying the sunshine. Now, if you go to my website, which is www.hughhattrick.com, you can still get a copy of my Orlando Holiday Guide. And the good news is it's going to be going on Audible very soon. So when you're on a train or a passenger in a car, or perhaps flying on a plane, and you want to hear all about Orlando, very soon you'll be able to get my guide on Audible. And many people are already members of Audible. I think it's about $7.99 a month. I know Amazon are doing a free trial, I think, for either 14 days or away, one the first month free, and you get the possibility of getting two free books with that. So you could get my guide included in that price. So I'm working on it at the moment, but it will be available on Audible hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and I'll get that out to you. But that's it for this week's edition of Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. I hope you're all well, and thank you very much for joining in with me. And especially a big thank you to all our listeners from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. It's a fantastic community, and I want to thank everybody there because they always answer my questions, and it's a lovely community to be a part of. I strongly recommend it. If you're not already a member and you love Orlando, make sure you join the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. So have a great week, and I'll be back next week with more amazing offers and information about the Sunshine State. Bye just now.